Hi, good afternoon. My name's Jenny Hurst. I've got a peacock. Now, he's not my peacock. He's like the neighbourhood peacock that's been here for a very long time. And I've just been contacted that he's got an injured leg. We're not sure. I haven't called him yet. I know where he is. And I just wanted to see, you would obviously, as an avian vet, handle peacocks. And what... Yeah. Yeah, what can be? Okay. Okay. Yes. That's a bit of a challenge too. Okay. Thank you. So you've gotten a consult today anyway. Look, I don't think I could get him over there today. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Look, I don't think he is at the moment because he's struggling walking. And I can get quite close to him because, he comes over for a bit of a feed quite constantly. So I don't tend to alarm him. That might damage the relationship, but never mind. It's more, I've got to get an action plan because it's like, okay, catch him. Where do I put him? Where does he go? See, if it's just a simple cut, I could probably just attend to that myself and just try and maybe lock him up for a little bit somewhere. No, he was kind of an abandoned pet. And he's been in the area for a minimum 8 years. So he just wanders the area. Everyone loves him to pieces. Everyone's got a different name for him. And he's living like a wild thing, but he spends a lot of time here. He sits on my back veranda quite a lot. So thank you for your help. And I'll try and get a bit of an action plan, mind it. And if I think his leg is broken, I will probably maybe bring him over and get it assessed. Is there any luck with broken legs with birds like that, or is it something that's where the fracture is? Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, apparently he was seen, he just sort of flew down off a roof. When he landed, then he didn't want to walk on the leg, and I didn't see it, so I haven't sort of had a chance to really work it out. But I just wanted to sort of thank you for your help. I really appreciate it because I just sort of wanted to work out what to do before I catch him. Yes. Yes. Yeah, okie dokie. And I was thinking of throwing something over the top of him like a sheet to just catch him. But then would something like an old T-shirt sort of put on him, wrapped around his wings, is that sort of like the best option to sort of contain him, or what would be the best thing? Yeah. Yeah. and just hold his wings. That, yeah, I was thinking of. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes, it's, yeah, and it's, he's in full form, so. I will do. How to do it. Thank you, guys. Thank you so very much for your advice. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Bye.